Welcome to episode number 29, Mary McCarthy, Resilience and Grace. Today I'd like to talk to you about some calming breath practices, also known as pranayama. These five pranayama practices can be used to help us during stressful times. The breath is a powerful force we really rarely stop to think about. Just as it sustains us, it can also greatly affect our mood and our emotions. This is because the breath and the nervous system are intrinsically linked. In a healthy, relaxed individual, the heart rate is slightly elevated during an inhale, and it is slightly depressed during an exhale. Heart rate variability is the variation of time between the beats of your heart. It is regulated by the autonomic nervous system, and it's also one of the strongest indicators of vagal tone. Vagal tone refers to the activity of the vagus nerve. This is the 10th cranial nerve. It is the longest and most complex of the cranial nerves. The vagus nerve runs from the brain through the face and the thorax to the abdomen. It is a mixed nerve that contains many parasympathetic fibers. The parasympathetic nervous system is part of the autonomic nervous system, and it is responsible for the rest and digest response in our body. When we stimulate the vagus nerve, it can help us transition from a state of anxiety and stress to a state of relaxation. Because some of the nerve's fibers pass through the diaphragm, deep diaphragmatic breaths can provide a healthy stimulus to the vagus nerve. And because heart rate lowers during exhalation, triggering that parasympathetic response, a deep exhalation helps to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. Breathwork plays a major role in regulating vagal tone, heart rate variability, and ultimately the autonomic nervous system as a whole. When we practice pranayama, or breathwork, we draw our full attention to the breath, and we observe and control its movements. This can be hugely beneficial for alleviating stress and anxiety, and it might even help reduce its onset. Many individuals who have a meditation practice incorporate pranayama. I'm going to share with you a few examples of pranayama techniques that you can practice. They can be done on their own or together. The first one is just paying attention to the diaphragmatic breath. As noted above, deep diaphragmatic breathing is a powerful stimulus to the vagus nerve and helps the parasympathetic nervous system. So this breathing technique helps to slow the heart rate and lower or stabilize blood pressure. The diaphragm is the primary muscle of relaxed breathing. When we're in a state of deep relaxation, our diaphragm is actually doing a lot of the breathing for us. Similarly, we can potentially trigger a state of relaxation by specifically targeting the diaphragm to take a deep breath. So let's practice it together. You can lie down on your back or sit comfortably in a chair. Place one hand over your abdomen just below the rib cage. This is around your diaphragm. Place another hand on your chest. Draw a full breath in through your nose and feel the abdomen expand beneath the hand on the belly. Exhale slowly through your nose, and you will feel your hand sink toward your spine. If when you breathe through the nose, you feel the hand on the chest move, then that is taking a shallow chest breath. We want to incorporate belly breathing or diaphragmatic breaths and breathe this way as long as we can. Inhaling, the breath goes down into the belly. You feel the belly expand. And exhale, you the belly sinks in towards the spine. The second pranayama practice is known as Brahmari, or bee's breath. Brahmari is a Sanskrit word that means bee. The practice is named for the humming sound that bees make. The sound is soothing for a spinning mind, and the practice lengthens the exhalation without excessive strain. It is said that the noise of Brahmari's buzzing can drown out the endless mental tape loops that can fuel emotional suffering, making it a useful starting point for those whose minds are too busy to meditate. So to practice Brahmari Pranayama, we'll sit in a comfortable position. You can do this seated, standing, or lying down. With the back tall and the shoulders relaxed, we'll first just take a few natural breaths and close your eyes. Then, close your lips and take a long, full inhale through your nose. When you exhale, make the sound of the letter M. It's essentially a humming sound. Allow your exhale to continue until you've dispelled almost all of the air from your lungs, and then repeat. I will do a few with you. Breathe in through the nose and hum. You can also increase the pitch. Breathe in. When you practice Brahmari Pranayama, you can take your fingers and gently press the cartilage around the outside of the ear into the ear and close off sound. That will amplify the humming sound of the mind. There are mudras that you can also do, placements where you can put your fingers around different marma points on your face to help bring a more relaxing position. The third pranayama practice is Samavritti. This is known as equal breath or square breath. It is very powerful in regulating and slowing down your breath, affecting your vagal tone. Breathing in a very structured and cyclical pattern forces your breath to equalize. You can use whatever count feels the most comfortable for you, but the goal is to equalize all parts of your breath in order to activate your parasympathetic nervous system and slow down the fluctuations of the mind. This will invite smooth transitions between each inhale and exhale. So again, to practice, we start in any comfortable position. We're going to use the count of four. Inhale to a slow count of four. One, two, three, four. At the top of your inhale, hold your breath. One, two, three, four. And exhale for a slow count of four. Two, three, four. At the bottom of your exhale, hold your breath out for a slow count of four. And then you'll repeat the cycle. Let's do a few rounds again together. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. You can increase your counting all the way up to a count of eight. Samavritti can also be taught without the hold. If the holds cause anxiety or more stress to the mind, bring an even balance to the inhale and the exhale. Again, the count may be as long as you would like, making sure that the transitions are smooth from one to the next and that it doesn't cause extra strain or tension. The fourth pranayama practice is alternate nostril breathing, also known as Nadi Shodhana. I talked about this in episode 17. This technique is believed to balance two major energy channels in the body, the pingala and the ida, the nadis. They allow for the flow of prana or life force energy, and they're said to represent our solar and our lunar side, as well as our left and right brain dominance. According to tantric subtle anatomy, the nadis originate at the base of the spine, with the pingala nadi terminating in the right nostril and the ida nadi terminating in the left. When you practice alternate nostril breathing, we are seeking a state of equilibrium and balance of the flow of prana through these two channels. So to practice Nadi Shodhana, again, we begin in any comfortable position. And you'll use one hand. Usually this is taught with your right, but it can be done with your left. But I'll teach it from the right hand. You'll lightly rest the thumb of your right hand on your right nostril, just right by the flare of the nose. And then the ring finger on your left nostril. Now you'll either rest your index and middle fingers near your third eye center, like the space between the eyebrows, or you can fold them into the base of your palm. Now let's just take a few full, normal, deep breaths, getting used to the sensations of the fingers on your nose. Before your next inhale, gently press your thumb into your right nostril to close it off, and you will inhale only through your left. Before you exhale, press your ring finger into your left nostril to close it off. You'll release the thumb and now exhale the air through the right nostril. Inhale through the right nostril. Press the thumb into the right side and exhale through your left. Inhale through your left and exhale through your right. You're going to continue alternating as you exhale through one side and inhale again, then you switch. You continue with this pattern as long as you would like. And when you're ready, you'll end with an exhale through your left nostril, and this will allow you to complete the circle where you began. The fifth pranayama practice to share with you today is Anapanasati, mindfulness breathing. This is a very simple technique, and it is the easiest one to do out of all that I've taught you today. It is to just sit comfortably and feel the sensations caused by the movements of the breath. You are allowing the breath to be as natural as possible, and the mind observes the breath. This is a very natural place to begin when you're starting a meditation practice, just feeling and concentrating on the breath. You're focusing on the natural rhythm and how the breath feels as you inhale and exhale. You can do this practice as long as you like. Some of the things when you're paying attention to your breath is feeling the cool air come in through the nose and warm air go out. You can also listen to the breath. You can start to pay attention where the breath flows with ease and where it feels tight or contracted. This pranayama practice allows you to be curious and also stay mindful as you're observing all that arises and falls within you. In this pranayama practice, you might notice not only the physical changes, but the psychological and the spiritual that result because of your breath. Pranayama is a really powerful tool to help us navigate turbulent times. Our breath is one of the few autonomous functions of the body that we can also consciously control. It makes it an incredible resource that is at our disposal anytime, anywhere. Science has confirmed that our breath can powerfully affect our physiological and our psychological states, which means that pranayama has the capacity to offer serious relief during times of stress and anxiety. I hope today you leave with a few new tools to practice at any time you're feeling stressed or anxious. Come back to the diaphragmatic breath, Brahmari or bee's breath, Nadi Shodhana, also known as alternate nostril breathing, and Anapanasati, mindful breath. These breath practices are so helpful, guiding you through turbulent times. Thank you for listening and joining me today. Until next time, with resilience and grace.